Speaker McCormick calling, Lino.
Yes? Yes?
President?
Yeah, Mr. President, I talked with Clark. I think if you called him up, everything would be okay. He's a wonderful fellow, you know, but he can't get through to anybody down there. So he said, I'm not making a statement myself. And he didn't say he'd be for it. I said, I'm putting you down for it. He said, well, no, you don't do that. So I said, I'm going to have to telephone the president. We were talking about it this morning. I'm going to have the president call you. And he said, well, if you want her, all right. So I think if you put a call through now, you'd clinch him. But apparently, he's put calls through to the White House and talked to different people, and he never gets a call back. So he says.
Well,
I'd like to transfer these things to you, Mr. President. Hell, my job is to save you all the headaches possible.
That's right. Well, I just talked to George Mahon, and he had the United States Chamber of Commerce had him on a broadcast, and he attacked the poverty program and made big headlines in his district. So he says he's got to vote against us, and I told him if he did, vote against Appalachia and not against poverty. I told him don't ever repeat that because I make all the Appalachia people mad in Ohio and Pennsylvania, but poverty is more important to all the United States than program 5 or 6 states. I said, if you can spend $3.5 million on underdeveloped countries around the world, we ought to spend less than $1 billion on our own underdevelopment. And they've planted up that President Johnson's continuing his campaign, and they say that this is the only program we have, and the opponents say they got us beat, and the supporters say that we're about to get the votes. House leaders are moving feverishly today behind the scenes to muster the votes. The official word from the bill's backers is that they have the votes to pass the priority, but opponents are saying publicly, and some supporters have already conceded privately, that a majority has not been nailed down. Debate on the bill is scheduled to begin Wednesday. The key to the passage of the bill, which is Johnson's first major offering to Congress under his own name, is to get the support of Southern Democrats. The assignment of the bill's management to Representative Lanham was designed to help lure the Dixie's members. So I showed George that, and I said, this is the first bill under my own name. Now, don't let me down. But he never did give me, he's kind of like Clark. He just walked off and left it, and I've got Tutin of Georgia out here waiting now. I'm going to talk to him. I don't know what luck we'll have, but I'll do my best. And I don't know. Somebody told me a little earlier this year that we hurt Clark's feelings. His wife gives a big party each year. It was right in the middle of my budget or something when I was working day and night, and she called up and wanted us to come, and I've been going every year since I've been in Washington. But this year I was president. When I go, I have to take 20 Secret Service, and I have all the motorcycles and all the damn troubles. So I went ahead and worked through the office that night, and they said I hurt his feelings, and I guess I did. And he's got to, I've helped him a million ways, but these guys can blackmail you, and they do it. And I don't think they're going to have much chance to do it after this year, because I'm getting a belly full of it. I just it's just awful. I have to go through it every day in the House and the Senate, and the men that you think the most of and you respect the greatest, they come in, and if they don't get a call, you don't lift them up. I've had all of them in the White House. I've had every congressman and every senator. The first time anybody did, but if I don't have them twice, then they do it. So we'll get by this one, and if they beat us, why, we'll throw in the towel. If they don't beat us, why, we'll do our best. But it's a...
Now they're in here discussing this amendment. God damn it. What they ought to do is let that amendment go in there. That's our best chance of getting enough votes. They're in there arguing now.
Who's arguing?
Sergeant Schreiber. Larry, and they're in there, and Phil Landrum, and of course, if the Republicans offer it, it'll be adopted.
Yeah.
And it puts me in. What the hell, it doesn't hurt the cause any. It's just if a state don't want it, let them go without it. It's more money for other places, and a governor would have a hell of a job vetoing anything.
Well, they're afraid of your people, John. You take the Northerners, and I'll go along with it if you'll tell Jim Delaney and the Northerners not to. I don't want to think I sold them out.
Hasn't had that meeting yesterday with the Gross Tribe.
I know it, but you heard what Larry said. He's worried about the, I don't know what peculiar thing. He thought Kerry, if Kerry's for it, that'd be all right. But there's something that he's got for Jim Delaney. So you talk to Jim Delaney and then go in there and tell him to go on and take it.
I'll talk.
All right.
Well, I won't go that far. Let him come around. But would you give Clark a call? He's in
yeah.
his office.
Yeah.